Welcome to the realm of heroes and monsters. Storytime with your host, A.P. Fuchs. Stories of intrigue, stories of horror, stories of superheroics, stories of monsters. Get ready, the thrill ride begins. Hey everybody, welcome back. Here we are, episode 5. We're almost a half dozen episode in. That's not bad. So, here we are. Alright, let's get right into it. I want to talk very briefly about comic conventions. Because as a comic fan slash superhero fan slash collectible fan, I love going to comic conventions. And for me, I'm very fortunate because I get to have a double, quote-unquote double, experience at a convention, because I go both as an attendee and a vendor, so I get to experience both. So I'll just talk briefly about both. So as an attendee, purely as an attendee, is me being a nerd and having fun. It's like getting dumped into my world, so to speak. It's like getting dumped into going to my local comic shop, which I frequent, called Galaxy Comics here in Winnipeg. Great place. I'll talk about another show. But yeah, it's a big store with, you got your figures, you got your comics, you got your fellow readers and nerds out there. It's awesome. So when I go to a con, when I'm just being the attendee and I'm wandering the aisles and looking at the fan art and looking at the original art and looking at the books and looking at the independent comics being sold and the mainstream comics being sold, plus like a bazillion collectibles that are way out of my price range. Regardless, it's a good experience and I love it. And I try to create that same experience here in my studio, which there's going to be a tour video of. So stay tuned to my YouTube channel for that. And you'll get to see sort of what I get to sit in when I do my creative work. And it's like my own little quote-unquote mini-con, which is, what, a 6x10 room, maybe? Something like that. Anyway, and then as a vendor, that's the other part of the experience. I get to be a vendor, so I get to hawk my nerd stuff, my superhero and monster fiction, to superhero and monster fans. And it's great, because I have regular readers who come by the table, and we say hi, we catch up, they peruse, see what the new release is, or new releases, plural, are, depending on what time of year it is when the show takes place. And I get to tell them about the new work, I get to tell them a little bit of what it's about, the story, see if there's an interest there. And then what's great too is, when a person purchases a book, I don't, honestly, guys, when it comes to this art stuff, I don't think about the money. Like, it's not about that for me. I can mention in an interview recently with Travis Bruce on his Horror Realm YouTube channel, that, the gratification comes from knowing someone is reading my work. And so at shows, when I sell a book, I'm not like, ha ha ha, I sold a book. Yay for me, I got some cash. No, it's more an issue of, I get to stand there with the person, and I get to sign the book for them, and I get to put in a personalized message made out to them. And I always give them the option too. I say, do you want this personalized or do you want just a signature? And often they personalize. So I make it out to so-and-so, and on the spot, I got to come up with like a brief, two-line message, of which I try to make either fitting to the book. Like Gators, for example, for Gigantic Gator Death Machine, I would write like, dear so-and-so, be careful going in the water, best A.P. Fuchs. And then I always put a year by my signature, so you know what year I signed your book. But sometimes I put a bit of humor in there too. It depends what's about the story, or if I want to make fun of, in a nice way, the contents of the book. So anyway, it's really great to interact with the readers and fans that way. And I love going to comic cons for that, big ones, small ones. And the small ones are great too, because they're mini shows. I mean, they're in a very small room compared to the big shows. We're talking a room that's maybe 30 feet by 50 feet, so That's what, 150 feet square? Like, it's, I don't know. It's still, it's, those are still good shows. And then, because you find stuff there that you wouldn't find normally at the big shows. And then you go to the big shows, and it's in a giant room, and yeah, it takes hours to take in. Anyway, so that's some thoughts on comic conventions. On the creative front, you know, what we're doing right now, a big thing is I'm bringing my catalog up to speed. See, this, as an independent publisher, there's two parts to this whole thing. There's the creation of the book or comic and making it and, you know, getting it all ready for print and publication or e-publication if it's going to be a digital thing. And there's that part. But then there's a lot of stuff that happens underneath or behind the scenes that the reader never sees. There's a lot of prep that needs to go in setting up a title with you know, your distributors and your wholesalers and getting the word out there. There's a lot of things like that. And just due to life circumstances over the past several years, my, we'll call it back end of things, the stuff that you don't see, had fallen behind. The various distributors had changed how they do some stuff. Some of their systems have changed in terms of interface and abilities. So I've been focusing on getting my catalog up to speed behind the scenes. And what that will do is it will get my material in front of more people. And in turn, hopefully, you know, gain some new readers and gain access to their imagination more easily. And that's the plan, you know. And like I said earlier, you know, guys, when it comes to this comic and book stuff, I mean, if I was independently wealthy, it would all be for free. I put everything online for free. I'd say just read and enjoy and have fun. But I'm not independently wealthy. I'm like you. I like my McDonald's every so often. You know, I like to pick up my comics. So I need some cash too. But yeah, so that's what I've been doing basically in terms of the creative stuff, is helping my creative stuff. And that's still considered creative work, in my opinion, because the alterations and different things I have to do behind the scenes, I have to create things to insert and put with the material so that it's better for you guys when you go to access it. Anyway, that's that. And we're going to get right into story time. So I hope you enjoy the following tale. Again, we're reading from my book, Flash Attack, which is a collection of Flash fiction stories. And for those just tuning in, a friendly reminder that Flash fiction are not short stories, they're short stories. So again, these episodes are gonna be brief as we start this journey together, but they'll get longer once we get into the longer short story portion. But first season is gonna be all about Flash fiction. So sit back, relax, enjoy, have a listen, and we'll talk to you next show. All right. And also, you know, be sure to subscribe. It's important. It really, really will help the show out. All right. We'll talk to you later. Bye. Episode 5. The Bus. Ted paid the fare on the old transit bus and found a seat about halfway in and next to the window. There were maybe a dozen people on the bus besides himself. As the bus got underway and headed to the next stop, a sudden sense of detachment filled Ted's heart, and it no longer seemed like he was just another human riding the bus. Sure, he was there, and so were the others. But he wasn't one of them. Could have been all the mistakes he'd made over his life. Could have been the extra beer he had with breakfast. It was his breakfast. Still, he looked around. That old guy over there, worn, leathery skin, a scar on his cheek. The man's jaw was a near-perfect square, and his plaid shirt did little to hide the now aged and sagging muscle beneath it. It wouldn't have surprised Ted if the old-timer was a war vet. Most likely. A lot of old men were. That woman over there, dark skin, a flowery dress. She smelled of berry-scented perfume, and it drifted all the way over. He knew it was a stereotype, but he got a quick mental flash of her in the kitchen and guessed when she served you your meal, She served you the equivalent of two under the guise of one. Were that teenager, with the long, scraggly hair hanging out of her baseball hat without a curved peak? He hated it when kids didn't curve their hats. Didn't they know it kept the sun off their face better? The teenager had his eyes glued to his phone. Texting or gaming, Ted didn't know. But he felt bad the younger generation seemed to live their lives through a screen instead of through their own two eyes. Another teenager, this one a girl, fairly homely, but who is he to judge? He was in his late 40s. She was probably around 16. He remembered the girls back when he was that age. Had they all looked like that, with crooked teeth and a hooked nose? Didn't matter. She seemed sad. He almost wanted to talk to her to ask her what was wrong, but that would have marked him a creep, so he stayed in his seat. Everyone here had a story. Even the stories he assigned the ones he just looked at, he probably wasn't accurate. But that's what people did. Looked and judged. Come up with a nice tale and you can make yourself feel better about someone else without even knowing the truth. The bus started and stopped, picking people up, letting people off. The cars passed outside his window, humanity on wheels. And he was there, seated above them on the old transit, detached. Thanks for sticking around to the very end of the show, after the credits. Appreciate it. This show, I'm going to ask a favor from you, if you don't mind. I know we're only 5 episodes in, which is just a handful, literally. It's 5 fingers and a thumb. But I need your help. What I need your help with is, one, please subscribe to the show. That way you won't miss an episode. You could subscribe to it on whatever platform you're listening to this on. Do that, if there's like features, comments, do that too. Algorithms like those things, it'll help the show grow, and it only takes a few seconds of your time to do that. And if you believe in the show, if you believe in what I'm trying to do in terms of sharing stories, I would appreciate some help with that, because I'm only one guy and I can only go so far with this as a single effort, so to speak. So yeah, please jump on board and this be part of Team Realm of Heroes and Monsters story time. So yeah, enjoy the shows to come. But please, yes, subscribe, like, comment, open to feedback. And I just appreciate your help. So thank you and God bless.